look very good.
Well, obviously you need parking, so yeah.
We actually need more than just that.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people park all over the place. Of course they do with the parks too, so.
Well, it's about that time, huh? Okay, we'll call this meeting to order and get started here. First item is, as usual, is minutes from the last meeting. Everybody have a chance to look at that yet?
January 9th.
Yeah. We didn't have a quorum in February.
Or March.
Or March. We do now, though. So if I can get a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. All right. So the next thing is 190212, which is discussed in more of the ceremony. A couple of action items were Collins. He's on his way, right?
Yes, he said he'd be late.
Yes, we've got the speaker confirmed. Collins was going to confirm with the mayor whether the mayor was going to be there to introduce him. He's not. It's okay. I'll introduce him. We've got, between now and the May meeting, we've got to confirm the wreaths with Turrentine. We've got confirmation on the Marine Corps Junior ROTC for the Color Guard. And Colin was working the bagpiper and caps. So hopefully we'll hear from him here in just a little while. Anybody remember anything else that we were?
Were we
going to
do the flyover?
No.
Flyover?
We're going to do, we're not, flyover's Memorial Day. I mean, Veterans Day. Memorial Days. Up until this year, we've never even had a guest speaker. It's always been a wreath laying. You know, Colin talks about the new names on the wall, and it's a very solemn and somber ceremony. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to at least have a speaker and talk to us about Memorial Day, what that's all about, and so I guess the main thing for us to do now is to start, we're 6 weeks out, 7 weeks out, it's time to start putting it in social media and the city's publications and that kind of stuff, so, so Flora, do you handle that in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I created an event on the Facebook page, but I'm waiting to get more information before I can actually publish it.
Okay. So. We've got the Admiral's bio and his photo, if you want to put that on there. Flora can give you that. You got all that right, because he's not a guy.
Did we give it to Blanca? Do you recall?
I'm sorry.
Did we give the Blanca Admiral's bio? Is the mayor speaking?
Yeah, I've got it. Okay.
Okay.
And we normally don't do a program.
No, we don't.
And so I just want to be able to put down what we're doing. It's usually 20 minutes max.
Right. It's pretty brief. This is going to be a little more than that because Aaron probably going to speak for 10 minutes.
Right.
So. And Matt put a agenda together for a program, but I think the program is just going to be among us. We're not going to pass one out.
Just so
you can advertise what's going to happen. And you emailed it out, what, just like today? Or yesterday?
Just to you.
To me.
Because I didn't want to.
You know. Okay. Bear with me. Welcome. We've got a presentation of colors. That other thing Colin was doing because Clark had someone that was going to sing the national anthem.
Right.
So we've got that. Invocation. I don't remember what we said about the invocation. Do you remember? Were we still looking for somebody or did we have some? It seemed like he had.
I thought we had
Colin, a
lady.
Or Clark.
Right. Then.
One of them had a chapel of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. And Colin's going to talk about adding the names to the wall. Then we'll do the replaying. Then we're going to introduce the mayor. Assuming the mayor wants to do this, haven't heard back from him yet. Colin's following that now. Mm-hmm. If the mayor's obligated otherwise, I'll introduce the admiral, and then the admiral will speak, and then the same singer is going to sing a closing song. Or we'll do the bagpipe thing. Yeah. Because he was getting the bagpipe from the sheriff's department again, so... I'm great with the bagpipe. I think that's a great way to close it out. You know, Amazing Grace.
Yep.
So, we need to wait till Colin gets here and make sure we got all this stuff ironed out.
I had volunteered for the wreath laying, but we're going to be out of town that entire week.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there.
All right. Well, whoever's going to be there, I would like board members to be part of that process. So, you going to be there? Matt, you going to be there? Okay. We just divided up, you know, two for each wreath. There's two wreaths, so it'll be four of us to do the wreath laying. What else? Anything else we're leaving out? It still should be a very, very simple, fairly brief ceremony, you know, 30 minutes or so.
Are you going to put chairs out or just be standing?
Put chairs out and put the
podium.
Yeah, and the microphone.
We have the portal screen.
Yeah. Are we going to do the. Well, one thing Colin asked me about after the meeting last time was doing the POW MIA table. And he said between the American Legion Hall and the VFW post, we ought to be able to come up with the elements for that. And we can, but I haven't. That's another thing I'm waiting on them to find out about. So we can always set it out there. It just sits there. You know. Colin might want to mention something about it when he's talking about the new names. Or, and the other thing he talked about was doing the Marine Corps, bayoneted rifle helmet boots. What do they call that? Marine Corps cross
boots.
Yeah. So he was exploring that idea with a couple of different Marine groups. Let's see if we can come up with the elements for that. My opinion on that to him was that unless it's absolutely exactly right, I don't want to do it. I don't want to make shift thing. So we'll see where that goes. I guess we'll table the rest of that discussion until Colin gets here and close in those blanks. So we'll go through the regular agenda now. We talked about doing a sponsorship for the VFW golf tournament, citing their strong support of our efforts over the last few years. And Tim, you have some illumination on that. I know you talked to the city, the treasurer.
Yes, we just need the board to vote and approve the expenditure.
Okay, so that's, and not all of you were here when we had that conversation. The post, the VFW post has given us several thousand dollars over the course of the last few years.
Definitely.
I know the last thing they gave was the $4,000 a year before last when we were working on the Gold Star Family Memorial Monument. They gave us $4,000 a year before that, several thousand before that.
A year is $3,500.
Yeah, and they've already committed this year when their golf tournament takes place, they're going to write us another nice check out of the proceeds of that. So we felt like, I mean, as I felt like, the least we could do is do a whole sponsorship or something. You know, just have our name out there at the board, and I think it's $500.
$500. Yeah, the complete hole for $300.
Yeah. So, is there any discussion on that? Anybody have any questions, issues with that? Because I'd like to make a motion that we expend the funds for a whole sponsorship in support of the VFW's golf tournament.
I'll say that. Well, I'm Chris walking into the meeting. I'll tell him he'll bring the beer next time. All right, bye. That's Clark.
Colin, we just made a motion, and I have a second for making a contribution to the VFW Post Golf Tournament and the Nation Board.
Please, they gave me a bunch of crap about it last night.
So, we have a motion and a second on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries.
So, just since we're doing this sponsorship, which I completely agree with, if another foundation or the American Legion reaches out to us and wants us to, what's the criteria for us to?
Well, American Legion haven't given us any money.
They won't. That's a good answer.
I mean, we
support us. We support them.
We've gotten thousands of dollars from the VFW Post. So, I mean, I think it warrants a sponsorship to bring in more thousands of dollars. So, but that would be my answer to the American Legion or any other foundation that comes forward. All right, since we were talking about the Memorial Day ceremony, we tabled a few things because you had several things to report on. We have Matt did a agenda, if you will, program, a draft, and it goes like this. I do the welcome, and we, Marine Corps, always presents the colors. They stand there while the national anthem happens. Now, the singers for the national anthem are somebody that you and Clark were working on, right?
Yes, and I need to, I was reaching out to actually the mayor's wife.
That's right.
And I hadn't, Tracy Rath, city councilman, was going to give me her contact information. I haven't received it, so.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. I mean.
Do we need a plan B, just in case?
Yes.
You see?
Nothing you want to hear.
Clark's brother, yeah. And his, he's in a band called Texoma Highway, and two other bandmates that he's in, they did a phenomenal a cappella version of the national anthem. And
any idea if they've got that date free?
So I will put that on my list tomorrow.
All right. So you've got plan A and plan B for
working. Yeah.
And then the invocation, which what does that say?
I can get Chaplain Leslie Stewart, Air Force. She's an Episcopal priest.
All right. She did the veterans day thing. Then she'll do it. All right. And then you're going to do the adding of the names to the wall. And then we're going to do the laying of wreaths. We just talked about conferring with Turrentine Jackson about the wreaths. So can you do that, Tim? Do you want one of us to do that?
I can call.
Okay. Would you mind?
No.
Okay. And then once we hear from the mayor whether he's going to be here to introduce the admiral, we'll put him in the program. If not, I'll introduce the admiral. And then the admiral speaks, and then you were going to try to get the bagpiper for our closeout. Did you talk to the sheriff's department?
Yes. Okay. We got the bagpiper and a bugler.
So we do taps and the... Okay.
Beginning and end.
We just do it. Okay. If we do taps, like after laying the wreaths, maybe? Would it be a good time to do that?
Yeah.
Before we introduce the speaker? Or do you want to do it at the end?
That's such a somber thing. Mm-hmm. I think maybe in the end.
So we'll do it at the end and then follow it by the bagpiper to close it out like we did before. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I think we have a program. It's got a few holes in it to get shored up from the standpoint of the singers, and the chaplain. And the wreaths. So you just send me an email or send us an email when you confirm the wreaths, just so we'll know it's done. And then we have one more meeting before the ceremony,
yeah,
so we can lock all that stuff down. All right. So that sounds like a good program. It's more than we've ever done before Memorial Day. So I think we do need to set chairs out because I want to not only just get the social media, but the city, I want to get the more advertising done with the veterans groups and whatnot. So we can get
a crowd
there. Yeah.
It's for veterans, we do. I do every chair I can get that won't sink in the grass. It's about 185.
Okay.
Which takes us all the way down. But 80 is how much you can do.
I think that's a good number to start with, sure.
Yeah, chairs by the podium. Mm-hmm. Two on each side for speakers.
Yep.
Okay.
Let the chaplain sit up there, let the admiral sit up there, and me and the mayor, and call us five. So call them.
Okay.
Or we could let the chaplain sit in the front row.
We do six chairs.
Okay. And he's going to arrange the speaker and the sound system thing, so the podium. We talked last time about the POW MIA table.
Yes.
And any progress?
I can get the materials together for that.
Okay.
So we probably need to put a little description of that in the program. So I think that helps people understand what all the things mean.
But didn't we just say we don't have a program for this?
The program is...
There's no real program for this, you're right.
Oh, okay, all right.
So maybe we can...
Well, you had mentioned that maybe when you get up to do the names.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talked about the POW micro.
Okay. If it's a windy day, the tablecloth's going to be an issue. But we'll figure
we can play it by ear. If it's a windy day, we can scrap it.
You can clamp it down.
Well, the other thing is you can tie it down. You can put it.
Yeah, I was thinking we could get some twine or something.
And you talked about the Marine Corps cross, and I talked to the Marine I know with Navy League, and he didn't have anything, so his group didn't have anything. So unless you want to throw that together between now and then.
Let me keep working on that. We'll have that resolved. I have an AR-15 and a pair of boots.
You said you didn't have a bayonet.
Yeah, I don't have a bayonet.
I was just telling these guys, unless we can do it exactly right, I don't want to make sure to be exactly right.
But most of the times when I've seen them done, they still put a dowel rod and they put it through the barrel.
That makes sense. Yeah, keep their muscle. Okay. Well, we still got a lot of stuff for you to check on there. And if you want me to help you with that, I'll help you with that. We can talk about it offline. Anything else with regard to the ceremony? We'll nail it all down next meeting, make sure we got it all finalized.
I was looking for this stuff that you had already copied. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that gets us to the last regular agenda item, which is new names on the wall. Anything on that column?
So we identified two names.
Two that we haven't voted on yet?
That are correct. Okay. So the first one is James Burgess. He was from Valdosta. I'm not sure where Valdosta was.
I looked it up. It's very near Melissa. I wonder if it got incorporated.
Yeah, there's several communities that no longer exist. That's obviously one of them. Anyways, he served in the United States Army in the 15th Field Artillery, and he died on the 25th of November 1922 at Camp Travis as a result of falling off a horse.
Mm.
And he's buried in Walnut Grove Cemetery, I believe.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Okay. Here in Collin County. So he was on active duty. We had a confirmation that on the census records that he was from Collin County. I don't have those with me, but the newspaper article that came out of the McKinney Courier Gazette is also attached.
Four brothers and six sisters. Wow.
And then we have another one who happens to be the brother of a gentleman that we voted on last year. When RD first sent this to me, I said, we've already got his name on there, but I was focusing on...
Different prison.
Yeah, so this is Harold. He was a major in the Army Air Corps, and he was killed during a mid-air collision of a flying fortress on July 20th, 1946, in the Pacific Ocean west of Panama. And... I guess they were searching for a couple of other fighters that had been lost in a storm. Hmm. So his brother was Lieutenant Carl Chrisman, who was killed in action in 1943 in Europe. And I believe we added him to the wall last year.
There's a Chrisman on there. I think it's Harold. So maybe Harold is the first name and Carl is his middle name.
I think we got Carl. Because I remembered the Chrisman that we had added last year. So we've got, I think there's three sets of brothers on the wall. This would be the third. We got the Derryberries. They were both killed in World War II. One was a pilot and the other one was a cavalry officer. And I can't remember who the other one is. We've got the Esteps. They were all cousins. There were three of those. We've got a couple of uncles and nephews on the wall. So this is kind of unique. So these are the two that have been found since the last, and I don't have a running tally of the names.
I have it. We've got four already approved. This will make six.
Okay.
If you approve it.
So I think we're at, what, 410 names? Or are we at 400? RD has on his website. RD on his website has 410 listed. I thought we were somewhere closer to 415. Maybe these add.
If you add these, then yes. Okay. I think 410 is where we are now.
Okay. So.
So the second piece of material, sorry, the background we have to have. What's serving? Don't we have that too?
So I haven't had the time to actually get on Ancestry to get that information on this gentleman. I believe, if memory serves me correct, they were all from Collin County. I think they were from the Pilot Point area, but and maybe Salina area. And they migrated over to Denton County because he's listed on, I think, the other Chrisman was on the Denton County rolls. So here it is. The Chrisman family lived in and near Salina. And the two sons were born here and lived here with their parents for some years before going to Denton. So we have a newspaper article here that validates the Collin County part of it. I guess it's the same piece of information that also says that he died in a plane crash.
I don't like to do.
But the other confirmation would be tablets of the missing, right?
Correct. Yeah, he was never found.
Did it print right?
It's correct. The Chrisman we have on the wall is Henry C., so it must have been Henry Chris, is what you think.
This is Henry and now Harold.
Correct.
So hit. Henry Carl is on the wall.
Carl?
Is that, you said Henry
well,
C.?
Well, it says Henry C.
Assuming his middle name was Carl.
Okay. So this is Henry.
This is Harold.
Yeah. Mr. is H.C. Chrisman, which has got to be Harold C., and then he was Carl Chrisman Jr., so it has to be Harold Carl Chrisman Jr.
So the other thing we have here is a citation that his name is listed on the tablets of the missing. So
that's the second.
For all soldiers and sailors and Marines that are missing in action, usually there's a tablet of the missing. There's one in Hawaii at the major cemetery there. This one mentions in the West Coast Memorial in San Francisco.
I did have a question when I read this. Whose body is not recovered, Harold or Carl?
Yeah, that wasn't clear, was it?
So we just need more information on this one.
I bet you that, we need to clarify it, but it looks like the sentence about the brother is out of place. It should be the last sentence.
Yeah, the brother.
And then the flow that after the plane was lost, the body was never recovered. We do need to clarify and make sure that is the case.
So we want to hold on this one?
Yeah, just get a verification of that. We can vote on Jesse Burgess, looks like, because you've got the two items here. And just make sure that we know that Harold L. Chrisman is our guy.
Well, could we vote on Jesse Burgess? Also, tentatively vote pending confirmation.
So have we ever done that before?
I'm just thinking so that if he gets, you know, tomorrow or you know, then yeah. we can get this name. We
he have could email it back to us home.
Get the name on the wall.
What's the deadline for the names on the wall? Is it before or after the meeting, the next meeting?
Before the next meeting.
Yeah.
You don't have time to vote.
I think he said first week of May. Because it's got to be over weather. It's got to be totally dry.
Okay. Okay, then how about we vote on Burgess and we vote on Crisman with the condition that we get that second verification, and Colin, when he gets it, emails it out to us before we release, you know, approval to put his name on the wall.
Conditional approval?
Yeah.
Pending confirmation.
That second piece of confirmation.
Okay.
Second.
So I guess, do I need a motion to that effect? Okay, can I get a motion to that effect?
So I vote that we
move
that we nominate Jesse Burgess to be included on the wall, and that we give a tentative approval for Harold Crisman pending the receipt of additional information to confirm that he meets the requirements, which I will get to you within the next several days.
I think that's an appropriate motion. You'll have a second.
So I can second. Get that to you, and then you can circulate it to the board.
Perfect. Second. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. We have no citizens present to comment. Board and commissioner comment for you guys. I was talking about the fact I'm just about to move out of McKinney, but Tim says that since I'm staying in Collin County, I can stay on the board, so I'm taking his word for it. I can stick around.
Clark's in that category.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's just a requirement that you're a resident of Collin County.
Is there any notification requirement that I notify the city secretary or anything like that?
Not unless you have warrants.
I think the things that only we have to notify her if we're actually having to leave the board. She needs 2 weeks notice, so since I'm not, the way I'm understanding what you're telling me, I'm not leaving the board, so
you're good to go.
Okay. Are there any other commissioner comments?
I represented the Herschel Woody Williams Medal of Honor Foundation yesterday at a volunteer fair for SRS Roofing, which is in the basement of where the Community Development Corporation is, and basically promoted our existing memorial and promoted the event. So I will be corresponding with them to solicit their attendance, if you will. But, almost everybody that came up to me, they had no idea
the Veterans Memorial. I get it all the time. I get it all the time. People ask me, where is it? I give them details. And then you get
there. They all think, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. And it, Monday, I was asked by Winnie's grandsons if I would go and do it, represent them. So I just gathered all the materials that that we had. But I have something here that I would like to present to
Tim. I mean, somebody pull your camera out. We need a picture of this because we're going to make a presentation to Mr. Tim White. Front and center, Mr. White.
Say what?
Over in front of the celebratory fireplace.
So anyway,
yeah.
I figured you were very deserving of this memento for the assistance that you have provided.
My pleasure.
So, wanted to get that in.
Being a veteran, it's been my pleasure.
Got it. You guys want to look at it? Like, one?
She thinks it's good. She can put it on the.
What is it exactly? It's a plaque.
It's a plaque.
Appreciate
the Gold Star.
These are the ones that we gave to
the big contributors.
The big donors.
The big donors, right.
Thank you all very much.
Well deserved. After that. Go ahead. Okay. All right.
I've got not a board-related announcement, but April 27th, if you guys are to Saturday, is my charity's annual, we
for lack of, we're not smart. It's called an annual event. Anyway, Franconia sponsors this. It's at Stonebridge at the Die Course Clubhouse. And it's a beer tasting. So they give us 5 free kegs of beer. We charge you for the beer. But you get 5 beers for $20 and food. There's for kids bounce house, ice cream truck, face paint, all free. And then
free ice cream.
Yeah. And then for the adults, there's obviously the beer. There's also a raffle for grand prize raffle is a condo anywhere in the world for a week. $500 for second, $250 for third, $20 for those tickets, silent auction, the whole 9 yards. So
when is this?
The 27th, 1 to 4.
What's the name of the charity?
At Stonebridge.
Country Club?
Yeah, at the Die Course Clubhouse, because there's two.
There's two.
Yeah. There's two. It's on Beacon Hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Just up Stonebridge here.
Just down.
I was there this morning.
Yeah.
Across from Adriatica?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the charity?
It's called Parker Foundation for Health and Happiness. Parker and all the money goes to, literally, we keep $100 in our, we take all the money, except for $100, so they don't close our account or ding us for a monthly fee, and we send it to a camp in upstate New York called Double H Ranch, which the Double H means health and happiness, and it's for seriously and terminally ill children. So they go to summer camp. So anything that you guys did or I did at summer camp, fishing, well, we didn't really have ropes courses back then, but all of that stuff, we put these kids on, and there's nurses 24/7, doctors 24/7. It's usually the only week they're out of the hospital.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there a page or some website?
PFHH.org.
Beer and ice cream.
Yeah. How can you beat that?
And a bounce house.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I wanted to let everybody know that June the 6th will be the 75th anniversary of D-Day in the city of Plano. I don't know the organization that's doing it, but they're sponsoring a ceremony at the Plano Event Center. They've identified 24 men from the greater Metroplex area that died on D-Day, one of which is from Collin County, and we did not know that until they alerted us. And so Glenn Stevens, whose name is on our wall, I got a picture of him and his portrait. I've completed his portrait, and it'll be put in the courthouse. So it was kind of a neat thing. He was a paratrooper, went down, he was at the 82nd. So anyway, Congressman Johnson will be speaking at that event, which that's kind of a rare thing.
Mm-hmm. Anymore?
So I'll keep you all posted for more information, but I think I want to make you aware. I'm going to be introducing somebody and doing the moment of silence, so... So that's an event we've got coming up. A portrait installation will be sometime in May. I haven't got it set yet, but I've got 5 done. So,
since we're doing event announcements, tomorrow evening, happy hour, 5:30 to 6:30, our Navy League, the Dallas Navy League Council is hosting a happy hour commemoration of the Battle of Coral Sea, which happened actually in May, but last year we did the Doolittle Raid, so we want to do something different this year. Got a history professor come to speak about the actual Battle of Coral Sea. It's 5:30 to 6:30 at BJ's Brew House down on Beltline. It's cash bar. We're providing all the hors d'oeuvres and finger foods, and then the speaker's going to speak for about 30 minutes about the battle. 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow evening. And then you were talking about the same Navy League. In December, we commemorate Pearl Harbor Day. So on December 5th, we're holding a dinner that will include Admiral Husband E. Kimmel's grandson.
Oh, wow.
Admiral Kimmel's Commander-in-Chief Pacific Fleet, when Pearl Harbor got attacked, his name was Mud after that, and the family's been trying to vindicate him ever since. And this grandson is on the cusp of getting it done, and he's going to talk about the saga and the work that they've been going through to try and get Admiral Kimmel's name cleared from being so vilified over the attack. So that'll be something. That's December 5th. I'll give you more information about that down there, but I just wanted to save the date if you want to. Anybody got anything else for the good of the order? Then we're adjourned.
Okay. Actually, I have to motion it.
Motion adjourned.
I got a motion.
Okay.
Second. And a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That's cool. PT boat guy?
No, it was a, they were called patrol crafts.
Okay. So they were.